This is Darren Barker, area agronomist for Southeast Nebraska. Today is Friday, July 2nd. Overall, the crops in southeastern Nebraska look very good right now. We've had some areas of some isolated wind and hail events that have done quite a bit of damage, again, in some isolated areas. And so we are experiencing some replant in some of those areas. But other areas that have avoided some of the storm damage, our crops look really good. We're in that period of time when the crops really like this weather, warm weather conditions. We're seeing some humidity, and really the crops really enjoy that. And seeing a lot of good growth. And overall, the corn and soybean crop looks pretty good as long as it's avoided some of those storm damage. One of the insects that we need to be keeping an eye on this time of year in corn is western bean cutworm. Western bean cutworm, typically we start to see those moths occur late June, early July. They like those fields that are just about ready to tassel. And moths will lay their eggs in the upper leaves of the corn plants. And the larvae will then hatch and work their way down into the silks. And will feed on the ear and can cause some pretty good damage. So it is an insect to keep an eye on this time of year and go out and scout fields and look up in the upper leaves of the corn, and that's where you'll see the eggs of western bean cutworm. Now, a lot of hybrids with Pioneer do have the Herculex 1 and Herculex Extra insect protection trait, and that does offer some protection versus western bean cutworm. So hybrids that have Herculex 1 or Herculex Extra, it is the only commercialized products that offer protection from economic damage of western bean cutworm. So something to keep in mind. But certainly folks on the refuge hybrids and other hybrids out there that don't have Herculex 1 or Herculex Extra do need to be on the lookout for western bean cutworm.